Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tamara Chandler is our guest, our new friend. M. Tamara Chandler is the name of the book, How Performance Management is Killing Performance and What to Do About It. Tamara, she's the CEO and the founder of People Firm, LLC, peoplefirm.com. Is that right?
That's correct.
So check that out, folks. Check out her book wherever books are sold. I think you'll thank me later. Okay, Tamara, your ideas on how to replace performance management is what?
Well, here's the thing. A lot of people hope that then when they pick up the book, they're going to get the silver bullet, and I don't give them that. But what I give them is a how-to guide to think through and design your own solution to performance management. And what I'm really saying is go back to the fundamentals. Let's look at what the key goals are. And for performance management, we're really trying to accomplish three things. We're trying to develop people, we're trying to reward equitably, and we're trying to drive the performance of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's pretty basic, right? So what I do is give you a framework to say, let's get back to those three goals. Let's understand their priority and importance for our unique business, meaning our maturity, our employees, our growth, our strategy, all those things, our culture, and create different ways to address those key goals in a way that engages our people and delivers the things we want to deliver.
How much of your approach and the solutions you're finding have been influenced? And this is not a trick question. It's an honest question. I'll let you know when the trick. Is how much of your what you're working on has been motivated by the way millennials push back on a lot of traditional stuff?
Well, that's an interesting question. I don't think I was.
I'm not saying that is a bad thing. I'm not saying. Like I said, I have issues with millennials sometimes, but this is not necessarily. Sometimes it's good to push back. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's a bad thing either. I think the stronger motivator under a lot of this was just a lot of the research that's coming out, particularly in the neuroscience space, that's looking at human motivation and what motivates people. But I'm sure that there's some elements of the fact that as these organizations are starting to really try to meet the needs of the millennials, which now are the majority of the workforce, that they're struggling with how to do that as well. So I won't argue that there's probably some undercurrent of that.
People who are, say, over 50, who are employers, this is what they're dealing with because they've grown up with the classic performance model examples, right? That's what they know.
Right.
That's how they were educated. And now, you know, I think you're onto something with your book and with your ideas, but they're also faced with the reality that millennials are pushing back. And what we're dealing with here, Tamara, is how much of what the millennials are saying, what they're pushing back on, how much of it is common sense that we probably should be listening to, and how much of it is they haven't grown up yet and we need to raise them a little bit longer? Well, you see what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And there's truth in both of those, aren't there?
Yeah, there's truth in both of those. Well, and, you know, it's interesting because I actually have a client right now that's packed full of millennials. That's pretty much their whole workforce. And they're going through this design process, and they started with a clean sheet of paper because they're a startup company. And they're still having millennials come to the table and say, well, why don't we have an annual review or why don't we do these things?
Huh.
And when my client asks them, well, why do you want that? It's, well, because my mom had that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, did your mom like it? No, my mom hated it. Well, then why do you want it? But they don't even necessarily have the answers either.
Right.
But they do have some things that they're asking for that have us question, you know, what we're doing. They want more frequent feedback. They want more opportunity for growth. They want more meaning in their work. So those things definitely connect to going back to those three goals.
But those aren't necessarily culmination events. Those are management day-to-day events, aren't they?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And those are the kinds of things that everybody should want, meaning in their life, make a difference, accomplishment. Everybody should want that.
Yeah.
But the challenge is what we have to do out here as employers when the millennials come to our office, come to work for us, is we have to differentiate between those things and you've got to show up on time.
Right.
See what I mean? Or, you know, yes, you are going to have to work 8 hours and I'm not paying you. That doesn't include me paying you for a lunch hour, you know?
Right.
Things like that. Those are real things.
Yep, those are real things.
So that's the issue we're dealing with right now.
Can right. And some of that is just youth, right?
Yeah. So that's what happens with it. When we hear management experts like yourself saying, you know, talking about these things, that's the some of the times that's the first thing we think about. Well, how much of it is me and how much of it is them? And that's the balance we're all having to strike, isn't it?
Well, you know, and that's the nice thing about a lot of what I'm recommending. For example, if we move away from a lot of the check boxes and workflows and process mm-hmm. and we get back to having a conversation, then we can sit down with that millennial and have a really good conversation and understand what it is that motivates them and
right.
how do we support them and how do they want to work and what are my expectations for how they work. And, you know, once we start to have more meaningful conversations, then we can make real impact.
Right. And as long as – one of the things I would recommend to millennials is everything that is traditional isn't bad, right?
That is true.
You know, some things are traditional are fundamental, right, Tamara?
For sure.
Okay, so we got peoplefirm.com, right?
Yep.
All right, and the book is called How Performance Management is Killing Performance and What to Do About It. Tamara, will you come back another day? You got more to teach us.
I would love to come back another day.
We'll do it again real soon. Thanks for being here. Good job. Tamara Chandler, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.